We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Sooner Sports Podcast, presented by Riverwind and Allstate. Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the tailgate. My name is Chris Plank, and really, all I'm doing on this podcast is introducing Jessica Cootie's work. So, I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be a fun show because you're going to learn a lot about six of the newest members of the Oklahoma Sooner recruiting class. Jess went one-on-one with some of the signees on Wednesday. And Lincoln Riley coming up here in mere moments to give you some final thoughts from his one-on-one with Jessica Cootie. And since this is kind of a Cootie cast, I will say kudos to Meg McDonald and the Sooner Sports TV crew who did a fantastic feature on Jess. She became the first woman to ever call play-by-play for a men's basketball game at the University of Oklahoma. And I've been blessed to work with Jess and obviously understand her passion for basketball. It obviously gushes through in this feature. Please do yourself a favor. Go check it out right now at Soonersports.tv. So it's a Cootie Cast edition of the Sooner Sports Podcast. As we get set for OU and Iowa State, Jessica Cootie went one-on-one with Lincoln Riley moments ago.
All right, Coach. Well, obviously with the craziness of the year and the uncertainty, you're playing for your sixth straight Big 12 title and fourth Big 12 title appearance in a row. But how much more special is this one being that, you know, you didn't know if you were going to even get to play in it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's just all we've had to overcome, like you said, to be able to play, overcoming a tough start to the season. So many things that kind of didn't go our way, and we kind of just hung in there. You know, we kind of kept fighting, and in the meantime, started to really improve as a team. And you know, you don't take these games for granted. I we've been lucky to be in a few of them and experience them, but you know, at the beginning of the year, those aren't guaranteed. You know, it's always hard to make it to your conference championship game and to have a chance to win it. And so, no, it does. It means a lot to be here, to have the opportunity to do it. Obviously, winning this league is special to us, and to have the chance to do it again is, I think, says a lot about our players and our program.
You guys have the two losses, and everybody's counting you guys out. Well, maybe it's somebody else's year this year, but what is it about this program, Oklahoma, that you find a way to get back and put yourself in a position to win another one?
We're never out of the fight, and we believe that. I mean, there wasn't, I think, any point, even when it wasn't going well and things weren't going our way, that I don't think there was any point that any of us believed that it was over. I think we all believed that we could do this. We knew we had to do it and had to come together, and we have. And I just think that's what you expect when you come here, and you understand that regardless of things aren't going your way, there's nowhere to run and hide. I mean, you either back down or you bow up, and that's what we do here.
Breece Hall, one of the best running backs in the country. How does your defense contain him?
Well, he's a good player. I mean, he's going to get some yards. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, he's a tremendous player. I think you got to do as good a job you can of trying to get him stopped before he gets started. You know, because once he gets going, he's a great combination of strength, balance. you know, can really run away from you and accelerate as well. And so, you know, it takes everybody. We've got to be where we need to be gap-wise. We need to try to do a great job of not letting him get started. And then we've got to get him on the ground when we get our opportunities.
Last time out against Baylor, you didn't love the way that you guys had prepared leading up to that one. Do you feel a lot better about how your offense kind of handled this week leading up to kickoff this week?
I do. I mean, we've pushed the guys pretty hard. You know, we're aware that, you know, it's been, you know, it's going to be, you know, one game in a month leading up to this one. So we're very aware of that. We've been aggressive with the guys, and I've been excited about how they've responded, and now we just got to go do it.
Last thing for you, how is this team different than the team that played Iowa State in the third game of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we've grown a lot. I mean, and every team has, but we've certainly grown a lot. I mean, we're different. We're different personnel-wise. We're different experience-wise. And so, you know, we've been careful about that. We don't want to compare too much to back then. We know these games are their own deal, and it's a different scenario, different situations. Both teams are different. And, I mean, it's two good teams going at it for the Big 12 championship. It's exactly what it should be.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
11 a.m. kick, 9 a.m. pregame show. One quick note here from Matt Campbell. The head football coach at Iowa State was asked what's different about this Oklahoma team from what he saw earlier in the season, whenever the Sooners went on the road and lost a tough one to Iowa State. Here's what the Cyclones head coach had to say about how this Oklahoma team is different now than it was earlier in the season.
Yeah, you know, I just, again, a very young team when we played them early in the season, and I think a very young team that was extremely talented that has grown into, you know, what you've seen from Oklahoma year after year, and that's a dynamic football team. And so, you know, I think that's kind of year you're in where, you know, even though we played each other early in the season, both two very different football teams. And a lot of that just with kind of the pandemic, number one, and number two, a lot of youth on both sides of the ball that have grown as the season's grown.
And one other quick note from Matt Campbell before we talk about the signing class. Ronnie Perkins obviously did not play in the first game against Iowa State, but what kind of difference has Ronnie Perkins made in this defense that Matt Campbell has seen?
Well, you know, Ronnie's a veteran, and he's an outstanding football player. And I think any time that, you know, you gain a veteran this type in this kind of season where, you know, guys that played, guys that impact games, that experience is really probably shown more this year than any other season. That can be a real tribute. And I think that has certainly helped that defense. You know, I said this also, though, about the defense is there's a lot of youth on that defense, especially the defensive front. And I think that group has just gotten better and better and better and more confident just as the season goes. And, you know, you're really looking at a dynamic defense that's playing outstanding right now. And, you know, obviously getting a guy like Ronnie back that is, you can see, a vocal, emotional leader, as well as a really good football player. Those had to be huge positives for that football team and that program.
It's Oklahoma. It's Iowa State. Again, 11 a.m. kick. We'll be on the air with a 9 a.m. pregame show. All right, it was a wild week because what did we also have? Signing day. Signing day took place on Wednesday. Jessica Coody goes one-on-one with some of the newest members of the Oklahoma Sooners, starting with the big addition at quarterback.
All right, well, we welcome in the QB, Caleb Williams. Hey, it's been a long time coming. You've been waiting for this day. Describe the feeling when you got to ink your name on that letter of intent and send it into Oklahoma.
It feels great. You know, Coach Riley said it's about now since I signed, it's about a month and 9 days out until I'm officially there in person. And it's so-called move-in day, even though I'm already here. It feels great. I've been waiting for so long for this, and I can't wait to, you know, get with the guys, prove myself to them and to my teammates, or to them,
already
to the coaches and my
down.
Teammates. Yeah, already counting down already. And it's you know, every day you get closer, it's, you know, you're itching more and more to get there, especially with me being so close, but now I have to wait, so it's okay.
Hey, you have been so locked in to this team, this program already. What is it about the Sooners, Oklahoma, that you have been bought in and so much so bought into this program?
Well, I said I was committed here. And ever since then, you know, I don't like losing. And I want to win, I want to have the big trophies and big rings, at the end of it. So I, you know, that's really what it's all about for me. No matter where I go, I want to win. And I'm going to try my best if I can to help us win. So that was really, yeah, it's just the winning factor. And, I just hate losing.
Why was it so important to you? You were such a huge part in recruiting, helping to recruit the rest of the Link Up class. Why was that so important to you?
Helping to recruit, because I want all the, obviously whatever Coach Riley thinks is best for his team. And that's normally, it's Oklahoma, so we get really good players, and I wanted to get the best people and the best players in one place. And if I have that shot, or if we have that shot, or with those if we have those type of people, we have the best shot to, you know, go win those big trophies that we could put up in a trophy case and have those big rings. And that's the whole point of playing football and things like that. It's getting to that point and having an opportunity to win some big games.
Hey, you got to be pretty excited about the wide receivers that are coming with you, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was helping recruit them myself. So yes, I am excited, and I can't wait to be slinging the ball around to those guys.
Obviously, a lot of pressure comes with being the quarterback at the University of Oklahoma. What makes you prepared to handle all of that pressure and the expectations that come along with that?
Simply, I don't really think of pressure as a thing. I think only pressure comes when you're not prepared. And I'm going to try my best over the time when I get there to prepare and have myself ready, for hopefully that time, in August.
Lincoln makes no bones about that. You know, when you come here, you got to earn your spot. You got to earn the job. How much do you embrace that? The challenge of it's not handed to you. You got to come in and earn it.
I'd rather have that than coming in and already having it. I chose my high school, and it was the same thing. And I was the age of 14 and 15, deciding what high school I want to go to. And, you know, I had two juniors in front of me, which are my great friends now, but I had two juniors in front of me, and every day it was a battle. Every day it was a grind. And, you have to embrace it, because at the end of the day, it makes you better. And when you go out there and you know, you have your jersey on and you're on the field, and all those, you know, sacrifices for time, friends, and things like that, and being in the fire and having that moment of those moments, fighting for it and grinding for it, it all comes together on those Saturdays.
Coach Riley, obviously everyone says he's one of the best quarterback developers in the country, but it's so much more than that when you decide to come play for someone in your college career. What made you believe in him?
So this moment when he's just a man of his word, really. There's a moment in my recruiting where I didn't have an offer from here, and he had a guy committed, and he told me the truth, and he told me what he was going to do, and he was going to stick to that guy that was committed, because that was the guy that he believed in. Because he believes in his guys. And then when he decommitted, he went full on. For me, and that's what he said he was going to do. And he said he was going to get me to commit to Oklahoma. And now I'm here and officially signed. So he's a man of his word, and that's huge for me. That's probably one of the main things for me, is that, you know, he stuck to his word through it all. And now I'm here signed. So can't wait to be around people like that.
Last thing for you, how excited are you to join that QBU legacy?
I'm very excited. I get to, be around young guys, Baker, Kyler. I'm saying young guys of the NFL, because I'm the youngest, obviously, but young guys at NFL, Baker, Kyler, and Jalen. when they come back and, you know, share their times here or share their times in NFL or just talk to them whenever. I'm very excited to hopefully be up on Heisman Lane. I'm looking for a few national championships and probably two Heismans, because only Archie Griffin has done it, and I want to be up there with him. So I'm grateful, and I'm ready, and just kind of itching, like I said.
Sooner fans will love to hear that. Hey, a month and 9 days. You got the countdown.
Got the countdown. A month and 9 days.
Caleb, we appreciate your time. Congratulations.
Yep, thank you.
All right, we welcome in the Oklahoma kid, Ethan Downs, the pride of Weatherford, Oklahoma. Hey, Oklahoma kids, we see the Sooners bring them in every single year, the best of the best in this state. How special was it for you to make it official this morning?
Well, and you said it, it's my dream school, you know, grew up an OU fan. And to make it official, and, it, you know, coaches keep telling me, I'm not just signing for the next 4 years, I'm signing for a lifetime, and it's my new family. So I'm really excited to get up there and just finally start balling out.
The offer, when it first comes in, you talk about it being your dream school. What was that moment like for you?
Well, we had gone to several camps over the years, and it was a grind to get the offer. But once I got it, it was just – you know, a weight off my shoulders, and I tried to commit as soon as I could just to really, you know, fulfill what was missing there. Like when I committed, it was a way that I could direct all attention and all focus to OU, knowing that that's my future right there. That's the dream. I'm going to live my dream. So I'm, you know, when I say I'm excited, it's not just an in the moment excitement. It is, all right, it's time to go live the dream.
What was it about the Sooners that it was your dream?
Seeing them on TV and growing up around family that has always been Sooner fans. You know, seeing guys like Adrian Peterson and watching his highlights before games and knowing the legendary Boss and watching the Boss run around, you know, seeing guys like that, just, you know, wanted to replace them someday.
It's embedded in you, right?
Yeah.
Who was your all-time favorite Sooner defensive player that you watched growing up?
I'd probably say it'd have to be the Boss. I would have to shoot out number 44, Brian Bosworth, throwing it down.
You weren't even alive then.
No, he'd still be my favorite. Is that allowed?
Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely. I think that just goes to show how diehard of a Sooner you are that you're picking a guy that you weren't even alive to see.
Yes, ma'am.
So, all right. So let's talk about just how you kind of fit and kind of the recruiting process beyond just it being your dream. You obviously want to come and be able to contribute. So what is it about Speed D that you felt like you could come in and help this defense?
My left and right speed is really quick as far as being on the D line, being able to jump off, impact, and, you know, shift. I would say I bring a leadership role to I really want to be a team leader, a team captain one day, and to pick up other guys. And I genuinely believe, you know, being a great person is better than being a great football player. But if I can be both at the same time, you know, that'd be awesome. And I want to not only pick up guys on the team and make them great players, but also make them better men from my example and from me picking them up every day, you know, when it's hard. So I know the challenges and I know the expectations, and I'm ready to get up there and exceed all of them and to live it up.
How excited does it make you to see what this defensive front is doing this year?
Well, they've really developed a whole lot as far as, you know, seeing how they gather around tackles, you know, how their pursuit, they're just nonstop. And it's really changed, especially after overcoming, you know, early losses in the season. And you got to take into consideration that it's not just coaches dogging on him. It's like the entire state, like, oh, boo OU for the first 2-3 games until they, you know, started kicking it in gear. And you're like, wow, like they overcame a lot of obstacles. And I think that's what's really special about this year's team is they've overcome a ton of obstacles, not only from their support group, but COVID and all the restrictions, and it's just a crazy year. And they've been able to, you know, get back to the big game and compete again. So that's really spectacular.
You talked about the grind that you've kind of fought through to get to this point. And obviously with Alex Grinch, he talks about this is an effort-based defense. So how much does that fit you, being that, you know, it's all-out effort that is the most important part of this defense? And obviously that's what you've had to do kind of your whole life.
Yeah, being in Weatherford, I'll tell you a little something this year. We're remodeling our field house and our locker room and all that. And we didn't have a field house for the first 10 weeks of practice. So we literally changed outside and then went and practiced outside. And even before games, we changed in the basketball locker room and run out, like, you know, to the game on the field. So being able to adapt through different challenges has been something that's just come natural. And as far as the grind, I am a guy that when it comes to like work and off season, it is, you know, put on weight, get faster, get stronger, learn the game. And when it comes time to show it on the field, it's applying all of it. And I'm ready to soak up, you know, like a sponge, like what the coaches have to offer. And I'm ready to play and ball out and just put it all out there.
All right. I know Sooner fans, especially those ones from Oklahoma, are so excited. It's always an exciting time when those Oklahoma kids sign. So we can't wait to see you here in Norman, and we appreciate your time. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. We welcome in DeMond Harmon, a cornerback, just now signing his letter of intent. You're officially a Sooner. How excited are you that it's official? You are officially an Oklahoma Sooner.
I'm just glad, like, this whole recruiting thing is over. You know, I'm finally a part of the family that I've been wanting to be a part of since August 1st, you know, and I just ready to make things happen with you guys.
You talk about you wanted to be a part of this family. What was it about Oklahoma that you wanted to be a part of this family?
It was just pretty much like the players, you know. I talked to a lot of players. The vibes always go with them. Talk to the coaches a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was never just football. You know, even recruiting me, it was always we talked about food nonstop. We talk about life, talk about what they like to do, what I like to do, you know what I'm saying? It's never about football. It was barely about football. So when I saw that, I realized like these guys can help me outside of football more than they can help me in football. You know what I'm saying? Because football's gonna end one day. And once I saw that, I was like, it's a no-brainer.
Wow, that's an awesome answer. Very cool. Well, I know playing cornerback, and Sooner fans love them, Roy Manning and his hype videos on social media. But what was it like kind of going through the process with Coach Manning recruiting you?
Me and Coach Manning are kind of like the same. For when I see, like, fired up at all times, like kind of be in your face, you know what I'm saying? But he's a real cool dude. He keep it real at all times. So it was very cool getting recruited by a guy like him.
We've obviously seen what this Oklahoma defense has been able to do, especially under Alex Grinch under the last couple of years. How do you fit in this speed D and what they're trying to do defensively?
I think I fit pretty good. You know, I feel like they're trying to move in a more of a I don't want to say savage direction, but more of guys that like to, you know what I'm saying, get in your grill, get physical, things of that nature. So I feel like we're going in the right direction. We're recruiting guys like me, Latrell, Jordan, you know what I'm saying, on the defense side of the ball, Danny, because we're all going to be in your face. We all going to talk to you, get in your head, you know what I'm saying, the ball out. So I feel like we fit in pretty good with the system.
So takeaways equal victory, right? We're going to see a bunch of takeaways from you?
Definitely. If the ball's thrown my way, 9 times out of 10, I'm catching the ball. I'm going to catch the pick. The receiver's not going to get a chance. So either I'm going to catch it or nobody's going to catch it, you know?
You talked about some of the other guys that are signing with you today and upcoming. How close has this class been, and how important has that been given the craziness of this year, you haven't really been able to come to campus much, but right. You guys kind of staying close and kind of getting to know each other despite all of that.
It was kind of rocky at first because I wasn't committed when they first added me in the group chat. Caleb added me in the group chat, and everybody was like, nah, get him out. He's not committed yet. You know what I'm saying? Things of that nature. I'm like, bro, like, I'm committing. Like, I'm not finna play around. Like, I'm going to commit. If I say, oh, that's what I'm going to do, that's what I'm going to do. Like, they like, nah, like, you can't be in the group chat till you do this, do that. But once I committed, dropped my video and things like that, it was all brotherhood. Like it was just, we got to get this national championship. Like, that's what the mindset was from jump, and that's what it's going to be when we get to campus.
Well, you could have gone pretty much anywhere, you know, across the country, but from Virginia to Oklahoma, how excited are you to kind of make that trek and not be, I guess, so close to home, but kind of make your mark away from home?
I'm kind of just, like, ready to meet new people, see a lot of new faces. But then again, I made this decision, like, for me. Like, I made this decision because I felt like it was the best way for me to reach my, like, long-term goal. And I also feel like Oklahoma is a great school. I just feel like I can go there and be one of the greats. So that's what I want to do. I want to be great any everywhere I go. So I chose Oklahoma knowing I can be great there. I can excel there. And knowing I can meet new people. That's all you want to do in life. So
what's next for you? What do you feel like you got to do to be able to get here and immediately make an impact?
Just work, just be ready, get the playbook, you know what I'm saying? Be studying, because I can't early enroll. I can't mid-year, so just be ready. So when I get there, I can immediately, I'm already smart to everything. I just got to put it on the field, you know what I'm saying? So just get in the playbook, study heavy, keep doing school, have no setbacks, you know what I'm saying? Stay healthy, and when I get there, just do my thing.
Well, we appreciate your time. Congratulations, and can't wait to get you on campus.
Can't wait to be there. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you. All right. Well, O-Line U continues with Colin Montgomery. Colin, congratulations. You're officially a Sooner. How excited were you to make it official this morning?
I've been waiting on this since January. It's been my dream to play at the collegiate level. So, coming from a physical background for the linemen, it's just continuing a pipeline. And hope to get to that next level. So, I'm excited to do what I do best.
Hey, a Texas boy. That's been a big recruiting hotbed for Oklahoma throughout its entire history. How excited are you to kind of continue that tradition and be a Texas kid coming to do big things at Oklahoma?
Yeah, it's a blessing, especially when people like CeeDee Lamb, you know, Kenneth Murray, they all from my hometown, Houston. So just to come in and just continue to do what I do best and, you know, live up to that standard each and every day.
O-line U, I mean, you look at the guys playing in the league right now as we speak. Throughout your recruiting process, what did you learn about the offensive line pipeline at Oklahoma and what kind of comes with playing with Coach Biedenboe?
Yeah, so when I was in my recruiting process, I did my pros and cons at each school. But Oklahoma did the best job with alignment. He's a gritty coach. He's about grit and passion. So that's what I play with mostly. That's my game, a bunch of passion. So just to come in and just do what I do, Coach B is going to take care of the rest coaching. I just do my part, and it's going to be a great thing.
The relationship you've been able to develop with him throughout the recruiting process, how special is that? And how important has that, do you feel like that will be once you get to campus?
It's very important building a relationship with him because that's the guy I'm going to be spending most of my time with, you know, since he's my position coach. So he told me a lot of stuff that helped me in my high school career. So I know in college it's going to be the same thing because I've already built that bond with him way before I even touched the campus. So I'm already knowing what it's going to be. It's going to be a great thing.
Year in and year out, Oklahoma has put out some of the best offensive lines in the country. How much pride do you kind of take in that coming in to continue that tradition of being one of the most dominant lines in the country?
Ready to just bust my tail, get after it because I know what I want. And I know the legacy I had to live up to, just a standard, you know, Trent Williams, Cody Ford, Zeus Brown. This is a bunch of people. So, you know, I'm just locked in and ready to go.
once you kind of decided that Oklahoma was kind of the spot for you, what was it about the Sooners? How much, you know, before even you haven't been able to really visit, it's kind of been a crazy year with the pandemic, but what kind of sold you about OU and being a Sooner?
Just a tradition. I've visited a lot of places, but the tradition of Oklahoma is one like no other. Especially the game when they play Texas and just the whole atmosphere. Every time I go down there, I'll be at a restaurant and they'll know my name. So just little stuff like that. Just taking pictures with fans, but you know, just it's they're humble people. You know, they never try to do too much. They just always do what they do, and they're great people, just genuine. You know, so I mean, I really appreciate what they're doing for me and my family. So I got to just do my part, and then everything will just take care of itself.
The link up signing class, you guys seem to be pretty tight. How have you guys developed kind of the bonds and the relationships when you haven't really been able to spend much time together in person?
Yeah, we have a group chat, so we've been texting a lot, trying to get other recruits to come up and, you know, come join the family. But luckily we had the Sooner Summit, and a few of us came up for the Baylor game, so we kind of had a bond way before we even got there. So, I mean, that's important because the chemistry that we're going to have when we play together is going to be already tight since we already, you know, like almost brothers.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. And we look forward to seeing you here in Norman.
Thank you.
All right. We welcome in Danny Stutzman, who is officially a Sooner this morning. How does it feel to be officially official?
I mean, it feels great. I've waited since May to kind of sign that paper, and now I'm just ready to get to work. Super excited.
Since May, you've waited. What was it that kind of made you know in your heart of hearts that being a Sooner was what you wanted to be?
I mean, I think as soon as I started building that connection with Coach Odom, Coach Grinch, and Coach Riley, I think I kind of knew from that, like, right there and then. I was like, I want to be a Sooner.
What was the recruiting process like for you? It's been a crazy year. Normally recruits get to come on campus quite often, but with the pandemic, being a senior in the midst of a global pandemic, what's the whole process been like for you?
Well, I think kind of I have a unprecedented type of recruitment here. I mean, I'm probably one of the only players that doesn't have like a kind of unofficial, doesn't get official in my own school. It's just kind of crazy. So, I mean, I had to do the virtual visits, but I mean, I enjoyed every bit of it. I'm just thankful that Oklahoma was kind of cooperative and helped me out all along the process.
You talk about getting to know Coach Odom, Coach Grinch. What was it about those two guys that you knew you wanted to play for them?
I mean, it was the trust factor. I mean, I knew both the coaches kept it real with me, and then they're always there when I needed them, always had questions, and they're always there to answer them. I mean, I think like after I was able to see like, all right, I can trust these guys. I mean, I was willing to put my trust in them for 4 years. I was like, I'm ready to pull the trigger.
So Oklahoma is known for having a rich tradition of pretty salty linebackers. What's that like when you're kind of joining the tradition? You talk about the Butkus winners and some of the top linebackers that have played here at Oklahoma. How special is that for you to join that legacy?
I mean, it's really special. I really have to live up to it. I mean, I'm excited to that, and I like the pressure.
What is your game like? What are you like out there on the football field?
I think I'm explosive. I'm fast. I mean, I can go sideline to sideline, and I don't mind filling a hole. I mean, aggressive just from the number one word, quite frankly.
You've obviously seen the tremendous improvements that this defense has made under Coach Grinch. Speed D, how do you fit into that philosophy, that system?
I mean, I think the way it describes it, I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm fast. I mean, I have the length to fill. I can move side to side, and I think I'm a good fit at defense.
The mentality that it takes to kind of fit and do what Coach Grinch wants you to do and you know, the all-out effort all the time, that it's an effort-based defense. How important is that to you personally in your game?
I mean, I think ever since I was little, heart's always been a big thing. I mean, if you're not going 110%, are you really even going? So I think you just got to really buy into the defense and the philosophy, and then you'll be successful. And we've seen that.
So without being able to come here, what was it about Oklahoma that you kind of knew that the brotherhood was something you wanted to be a part of?
I mean, really was talking with all the other recruits. I mean, when I went on that Sooner Summit, I was like, man, like, this is home. I mean, I can already tell, like, these guys, I'm going to build friendships for life. And I can already tell, like, these guys are going to be my family. And I mean, I'm just all in it for the ride.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on officially becoming a Sooner.
So much.
All right. We welcome in Mario Williams, who just sent in his signed letter of intent. Mario, you are officially a Sooner. How does it feel?
It feels great. You know, I always dreamed to go play somewhere big, and I end up at Oklahoma. So I'm ready to play and ready to get to it.
All right, well, two sport for you. I know you signed on to play both football and baseball. Kind of walk us through that process, how that played into your recruiting and finding a school that was going to help you succeed at both.
Just knowing, talking to Coach Lincoln, you know, and Coach Simmons, and just really, like, letting them know, like, I play both, which they knew already, because they like, when they was able to come down here, they saw me on the baseball field. I was like, he really good at baseball too. So just knowing that I'm really good at baseball and talking to them, letting them know that I wanted to play baseball too. And it was like, there's no issue. Talk to the head baseball coach and everything. And, you know, Kyler Murray did it there. So
yeah, I was going to ask you, how much did seeing what Kyler do play into it? I mean, top 10 in the Major League Baseball draft and then number one overall in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
How cool was that to see? How much did that play into that, seeing what he was able to do here?
It was pretty nice, you know, just seeing, because he's like an athlete, just like me. So, I mean, that really plays into, like, recruitment, seeing, like, if he do it, then I can do it. You know,
that's awesome. Hey, it's called a lot of things around here, but you can definitely make a case for wide receiver. How much did kind of seeing what some of the wide receivers that have come through here in recent years, seeing what they've done, Hollywood Brown, Dede Westbrook, won the Biletnikoff, how much did that play into your decision as well? Kind of seeing what Oklahoma does with receivers in this offense.
I'm just talking to him, actually. Like, me and Coach Sim is like, He got me hooked up with those guys, just talking to them and just about life, not even football. And, like, you know, just making sure everything is fine and everything that I want to know from a coaching aspect, they'll let me know. And, like, you know, just – and everybody say I'm like Hollywood Brown, so, you know.
Yeah, describe yourself as a receiver. I mean, we know you score a bunch of touchdowns, but there's different kinds of receivers. What are you like out there on the football field?
I'm like I can be a tall guy, but I can also be a guy that can, if you need me to score, I can go down and score for you.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Congratulations. You're officially a Sooner.
No problem.
All right, have a good day. Thanks so much.
You too.
If you want more signing day coverage, it has become one of our most downloaded podcasts ever, and it's in the archives right now, Soonersports.com/podcast, our signing day special. 2.5 hours of content on the Sooner signing class and one-on-ones with all of the assistant coaches, including Bill Beanbow's perspective on Savion Byrd. I hope you guys have enjoyed all the content on the Sooner Sports podcast this week. We've had an incredible week, and we appreciate you always supporting and spreading the word on social media. Whenever you talk to friends, tell them all about the Sooner Sports podcast. Have a great game day. And until kickoff of the pregame show on Saturday at 9 a.m., Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Riverwind, home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind is still the one. And Allstate, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review however you listen. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.